Welcome to episode 1376 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
You shall not murder.
This is the sixth commandment. It seems straightforward. Do not kill people. Do not take human life. It is one of the most basic moral rules, present in virtually every legal code, upheld by almost every society. But the commandment means far more than a simple prohibition on killing. To understand why God forbids murder, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to understand what the Bible teaches about human life itself. And that teaching is radical, countercultural. It challenges how we think about value, dignity, and worth. Genesis 1 verse 27.
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female, he created them.
This is the foundation. This is why human life is sacred. Humans are made in the image of God. What does that mean? It does not mean we look like God physically. God is spirit. The image is not about appearance. The image is about something deeper. It is about the capacity for relationship, capacity for creativity, for moral choice, the capacity to know God and to be known by God. When you are made in the image of God, it means you reflect something of God's character. You have the capacity for love because God is love. Have the capacity for justice because God is just. Capacity for creativity because God is creative. Capacity for relationship because God is inherently relational. This means every human being, no matter their status, accomplishments, usefulness, beauty, intelligence, bears the image of God, rich and poor, young and old, healthy and sick. One with great abilities and one with severe limitations. One everyone admires and one everyone scorns. This is the theological foundation of the commandment. God forbids murder because murder is an attack on the image of God. When you kill a human being, you are destroying a being who reflects God's character and nature. In the ancient world, and indeed in many parts of the modern world, human life is not valued equally. Life is measured by utility, by status, by usefulness to the powerful. A slave versus a free person. Woman versus man. Child versus adult. Disabled versus able-bodied. The market determines value. The powerful determine who counts as fully human. Life is a commodity. But the Bible introduces a radically different ethic. It says, every human life has inherent worth. Every human life reflects God's image. Every human life is sacred. This does not depend on what you can do, on status or usefulness, on whether you are productive or beautiful or intelligent. It depends simply on the fact you are human. You bear the image of God. Therefore, your life is sacred. This is so radical we often miss it. We live in a world that has accepted, to a degree, the principle that all humans have equal dignity. But this principle comes from Scripture, comes from the doctrine that humans are made in God's image. Without this foundation, there is no reason to believe all humans have equal worth. Without the image of God, the powerful can decide some lives matter more than others. And history shows us what happens when that principle takes hold. The sixth commandment is not primarily about protecting survival. It is about protecting dignity. About maintaining the recognition that every human life is sacred. This is why the commandment is so important. In a world where power matters, where the strong can dominate the weak, where utility determines value, the prohibition on murder is an assertion that some things are not negotiable. Some things cannot be bought or traded or justified by utility. The life of another human being cannot be taken for your convenience. Cannot be taken because they are inconvenient. Or because they are sick, old, or disabled. Or because you do not want them. Or because their existence conflicts with your plans, comfort, or preference. The commandment says, no. That life is sacred. That person bears the image of God. Their dignity is not negotiable. This is a protection of the weakest members of society. Those who cannot defend themselves. Those who are dependent on others. Whose existence is judged not worth living by the powerful. The command to not murder is, at its core, a command to recognize and honor the image of God in every human being. Throughout history, when societies have stopped recognizing the image of God in certain groups of people, atrocities have followed. Genocide of indigenous peoples, slavery, the Holocaust. In each case, the mechanism was the same. A group was declared to be less than fully human, declared to be something other than bearers of God's image. Once that declaration was made, their dignity could be violated, their lives could be taken. The commandment stands as a protest against this. What does the sanctity of human life mean in practical terms? It means murder is wrong. Taking an innocent human life is a violation of the sacred. It is an attack on the image of God. But it also means more. It means we should recognize and protect human dignity in all contexts. It means we should be cautious about taking life even in circumstances that might seem justified. War, self-defense, capital punishment. It does not necessarily mean taking life is never permissible. Scripture itself permits killing in self-defense and in war. But it means killing should never be casual, should never be celebrated, should be avoided insofar as possible, and always be approached with the recognition you are taking a life that bears God's image. It means we should protect the vulnerable, the unborn, whose image bearing begins at conception, the elderly, whose dignity does not diminish with age, the disabled, whose value does not depend on their abilities, the poor, whose worth is not determined by their economic usefulness. It means we should be suspicious of any system that devalues certain lives as less than or not as valuable. These are the first steps toward atrocity. The sixth commandment is not just a prohibition. It is also a command to protect and value life. If human life is sacred, then we have a responsibility to preserve it, to care for it, to recognize its worth. This means protecting those who are vulnerable, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, working for justice so no one is exploited or devalued. It means creating societies and institutions where human dignity is protected, where the weak are not prey to the strong, where life is valued not for its usefulness, but for its own sake. It means speaking on behalf of those whose voices are silenced, defending the dignity of those who are scorned or dismissed. The sixth commandment is a radical assertion. Every human life matters and is sacred. This should shape how we shape our laws, institutions, practices, and society in general. Do you truly believe that every human life is sacred? Where have you accepted the world's value system, that some people matter more than others? Where do you need to recover the vision that every person bears God's image? This week, practice seeing the image of God in people you encounter. Look at a person you usually dismiss or ignore. Remind yourself, this person bears God's image. Their life is sacred. They matter. Read the story of someone whose life the world has devalued, an immigrant, a person with a disability, someone poor, a person of a race that has been oppressed. Ask yourself, how does recognizing God's image in this person change how I see them? The sixth commandment rests on a profound truth. Human life is sacred. Every human being bears the image of God. Every human life has inherent worth that cannot be taken away, measured by utility or determined by the powerful. When we truly grasp this truth, it changes everything: how we treat others, how we structure society, what we are willing to tolerate, and what we are willing to resist. This is the foundation of all human flourishing. This is why the commandment matters. Because when we recognize and protect the sacred in every human life, we create societies where dignity flows, where the vulnerable are protected, where every person knows their life matters. Quakers believe there is that of God in everyone, and indeed there is. Our breath comes from God, and our very being reflects the image of our Creator. Father, help us understand that every human being is made in your image. Help us see the sacred in faces we have been taught to dismiss. Help us recognize the dignity in lives the world has devalued. Help us build families, churches, and societies where every life is treated as precious. Help us protect the vulnerable. Help us defend the dignity of those who cannot defend themselves. Help us refuse any system that reduces humans to their usefulness or their status. Help us become people who understand that the sixth commandment is not just about not killing, but about recognizing and honoring the sacred in every human being. And help our practice of protecting life reflect the truth that we are all bearers of your image. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.